This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, this is Steelwell from South Carolina again. I hope I'm not spamming your phone, because I've tried it a few times, and I'm not sure it went through. I'm honestly not sure what all happened, and plus, I honestly got kind of nervous and got a little bit of stage fright, so I had to try talking this through a few times, but I really want to hear what y'all think of this story that I've got. I'm going to try to be as concise as possible, but, like, I feel like I need to get a lot of context. So, my family has always kind of experienced a lot of weird things, but my parents are really, they're Christian, and they believe in, like, angels and demons and spirits, but we don't necessarily believe in ghosts. So my parents would, like, acknowledge when weird things would happen, but they never really want to, like, talk about it extensively. They're just kind of like, oh yeah, that weird thing happened, let's talk about it maybe 5 minutes and then move on with our lives. That's their kind of attitude about it. But I was always one who wanted to, like, really, I don't know, investigate things. So I think that's part of the reason why I feel like I got the most attention from whatever it was that would, you know, freak us out or be weird. And around when I was 12 or 13, it was just a really intense time for my family. Like, there was just a lot of family drama. My little been born. Grandparents were in and out of hospitals. It was a really, like, really hard time for all of us. So I don't think that was the coincidental that that's when a lot of weird, unexplainable things kept happening. Mostly just weird noises. But it was a lot that would happen, you know, in a short span of time. And I knew I wasn't the only one hearing it, because my mom said she heard some stuff too. But that's another story for another time. But, see, around this time, I would hear these footsteps walking into my bedroom. And this was during the daytime, so, like, I could see it happening. And no one was walking in, but I could hear the footsteps walking in. And the carpet in my bedroom, the people who put it down didn't do a very good job. So there are certain places where the carpet kind of buckles, and it just looks like a big wrinkle across the floor. It's kind of funny. But steps, I would see those wrinkles sink down like someone was stepping on it. And those footsteps would always walk in, go to the foot of my bed, and stop. I never heard them leave. And that happened like two or three times. Like, I can't remember how many times. But in hindsight, you know, that's really creepy. But at the time, weird things were just became so commonplace that I didn't really think too much about it. It was like, oh, well, that's weird. Okay, moving on with my homework or whatever. So that would happen. Eventually, our lives got a little bit better and the drama kind of settled down and all the paranormal, unexplainable things just kind of fizzled out. And it was just, yeah. So fast forward to 2017. And I had become a Christian, and yeah, like, I kind of forgot about a lot of the weird stuff that would happen at that point. Well, suddenly, out of the blue, one night, I just woke up in a panic, and I guess I'd fallen asleep with the lamp on, because the lamp was on when I woke up, and I could see in my room, and I could see in the doorway, there was this black shadow silhouette figure standing there perfectly still. I can't remember exactly its shape. It's kind of vague, like from a dream. I think I might remember some details, but it's also very vague. So all I really can say I remember is that it was like a cloaked figure, like he was in a robe or something, and it was hunched over and it was standing still staring at me from the doorway. And I'm thinking, oh my word, this thing's going to attack me. Like, I need to get up and I need to fight this thing. So I try to get up, but then that's when I realize, wait, hold on, this is really bizarre, because my body's facing the wall and I am looking at this thing. Like, if my body's facing the wall, that I can't be staring at this thing in the doorway. So basically, it's like I was having a like out of body experience, because suddenly once I realized that, my line of vision kind of panned around the room, like I rolled over to my opposite side, back into my body. And once I did that, I realized I can't move at all. Like, I can't move anything except my left hand. My left hand's the only thing that wants to move. And my left arm, I should say, was draped across the in between the wall and the mattress. So I could just barely move it, but it was really limp, and it just kind of, it was almost like it was asleep or something like that, and I just kind of barely moved it up. And I remember trying to pry my head off the pillow. It weighed like a freaking bowling ball. It was intense. It was insane. And I'm just thinking, oh my word, my back's turned to this thing. It could come up and attack me any moment. I have to like get up and attack this thing. So I'm frantically trying to move, trying to get up. All of a sudden, I shot up in bed. I can move. I look around, nothing's there. And then I thought clearly, and then I thought, I just need to pray, praying this entire time. So I just prayed, you know, the blood of Jesus rain down on the situation. Please protect me from any demons. And I guess I fell asleep after that, because I don't remember anything else after that point. But it's funny, because I woke up the next morning at 5 a.m. to go to work. I barely remembered it. Like, it was like a dream, like a nightmare. Like, I kind of remembered it, but I just brushed it off and went about my day. Well, the next afternoon, I get back home from my shift at work, and my mom comes up to me and she goes, "Stilwell, I need to tell you something when your siblings aren't around." And I was like, oh no, what am I in trouble for now? But she tells me that she, in the middle of the day, went to read a book with my brother and sister. They were like 4 and 6 at the time. And they sat on the couch, and then both my siblings were like, "There's someone walking in the hallway." And my mom was like, "I don't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no one in the hallway." But they were so insistent. So finally, she gets up. They all get up. They go look down the hallway. No one's there. They go and sit back down. And as soon as she opens the book again, the dog gets up and starts barking at the hallway. So clearly there was something there. And as soon as she tells me that story, I remember what happened to me the night before. So my theory is that this thing had been haunting me before I was a Christian, and it would come into my room and stuff like that, and who knows what it was doing, I guess just staring at me. But it wasn't until I became a Christian that it became really angry with me, because then it didn't have as much power over me, and it did something to me, though, because I couldn't think clearly or move, but God protected me, and it couldn't come in my room. And then I guess what my siblings heard, the end thing leaving. So I want to know what your thoughts on this is. So yeah, thank you again for everything that y'all do. I love the environment on this podcast. I love how open-minded y'all are. I really want to hear what y'all think about this. Yeah, y'all have a blessed day now.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.